Good afternoon, listeners, and thank you for joining us. WISR 680 AM. I'm Tyler Frio, and we're joined on the line with Dave Pidgeon. He is the Director of Public Relations for the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. Dave, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, great to be here with you. Thank you.
So obviously, Dave, there's a lot going on in the world of higher education right now, and there was some major legislation passed last week by the House, and we'll get into that in a little bit, talking about how that could potentially change the outlook for the state system of higher education. But first, I want to start with the coronavirus and how the state system has responded to that, and even more so, how they're gearing up for the fall. So obviously, state system of higher education includes Slippery Rock University here in Butler County. But Dave, if you could just give us an overview as to what some of the working process is right now as we sit here in the middle of summer and how the state system is getting ready for the fall semester.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways to look at this, but I think the single word that helps describe the approach is about balance. There's a balance between the framework that the state system has laid out for all 14 universities. And within that framework, the individual institutions are working towards what's best for their specific campuses. And then another way in which the word balance is applicable is you have three elements here. It's about the quality of education, it's about how affordable that education can be, and also the culture of safety that needs to be developed on campus. Those three pieces have to be in balance. And the system-wide approach that gives the flexibility to the individual universities to do what's right for their campuses, all of that has to be balanced.
And is that difficult? And obviously, it maybe to give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what your organization does kind of as the governing body for these 14 individual universities. When you guys are talking to university presidents and school leaders, what is your communication to them? And basically, what are you looking for in regards to having a successful reopening in the fall and then even long-term planning with the coronavirus?
Yeah, we are something of a conduit between all 14 universities that their leadership have come together with the Office of the Chancellor. They are swapping ideas, stress testing these ideas, and again, developing approaches that are specific and applicable to their communities and their universities. As you know, we have 14 universities, and they exist in sometimes very different parts of the Commonwealth. And so the needs of one university and its surrounding community can be different than another's. But ultimately here, and this is what's going to be really important to touch on, we understand that a large number of students and faculty and staff, they are ready to come back to campus. They want that campus experience. And that means we all have to have a compact, an understanding, an agreement together. That those students, those faculty and staff, they're looking to the state system and the universities to create a safe environment, as safe as possible. So we are putting in our universities are putting in different social distancing measures or creating hybrid educational modalities, right? We can deliver some in class, some can be done remotely, creating different options too for work and for learning. So that's what the faculty and the staff and the students, they're looking to us for those safety measures. And we in turn are looking to the campus community to do their part, wear masks, continue to social distance where possible, follow the guidance of the university as much as possible. And if we can do this, if we can all do our part, we can raise the level of safety preparedness and safety performance and hopefully progress through the fall semester.
And Dave, you talk about quality of education. What is the view of online education from a majority of people, especially in the Pennsylvania state system of higher education? Because, you know, we're talking for a lot of schools in that last semester, finishing up the spring semester via online studies. And then also, I mean, the possibility that some universities this fall may have to switch back to that. Is there confidence amongst the state system of higher education that these students are still getting the quality of education to help prepare them for their future endeavors?
Yes, there is. And like I said, it all has to work in balance right now. We are in the middle of a global pandemic, a virus that is highly transmissible. Because of that, we have to balance that quality of education with, again, the affordability angle and also the safety angle. And what's amazing is that last spring, in a matter of weeks and in some cases simply days, tens of thousands of students and thousands of members of faculty creatively and conscientiously moved from in-class instruction to remote instruction. And it was courageous, it was hopeful, and it was the right thing to do. Now, as we move into fall, and as we watch developments with this pandemic in hopes that new treatments and the vaccines can be developed, we have to have flexibility. And that has to do with the safety of the entire campus community. So, yes, we have confidence that the delivery of education will still be high quality. Students will still be able to advance their education towards their degree, whether it is in class or it is through a remote learning environment. And we're going to be guided by what's going to be best in terms of safety for the entire community.
We're talking with Dave Pidgeon. He is the Director of Public Relations for the State System of Higher Education. Dave, want to get in now to the legislation that was passed last week by the House. There were some terms that were thrown out, and I'm not entirely sure everyone exactly knew what they meant. We heard the ability for schools to consolidate, the ability for schools to affiliate. If you could walk us through, let's start with consolidation first. What in for these universities and colleges, when you hear consolidation, should the students be thinking about?
So what they should be thinking about is this. The marketplace has been shifting now for the better part of a decade, and those shifts are accelerating. What I mean is not only the demand for public higher education, but for the demand on how it's delivered, for how long it is delivered. The state system, which was created in 1982, there has not been significant legislation that can open up new opportunities for us to meet those shifting market demands. Maybe that might mean changing the structure of the state system. What we can say right now is enrollment has been down by about 19%. And we are in the midst of trying to align our costs with our revenues. Our mission is to maintain not just a quality education, but an affordable one. So when you take a look at House Bill 2171, which we are still waiting for the governor to sign, you will see new opportunities created and now provided to the state system without having to go to the legislature and ask for them to approve certain changes. Now, I know that there are a lot of words in there, right? You have create, expand, consolidate, merge, affiliate campuses. Before House Bill 2171, any change like that would have to go before and would require an act of the legislature. Now there's a 3-year window for us to make changes that can help us meet that goal of maintaining affordability. I mean, take a look at the first two, create or expand. We know that there are workforce demands in the Commonwealth. There is a path out of our economic challenges that have been brought on by the pandemic. And we know that workforce demand in healthcare, business, STEM, the education, these are the things that are going to lead us towards a better economic forecast. So what if the state system, 14 universities, about 96,000 students, what if we used our scale, our size, to be able to more cost-effectively create a school of healthcare that can be applicable to multiple universities? This legislation would allow us to make changes like that. So I know that a lot of students and parents would have concerns when they look at what is in that legislation. We understand that. What we would say is this legislation gives us the best chance to maintain affordability, quality, and for us to be there across the entire Commonwealth for the decades to come.
We're talking with Dave Pidgeon, Director of Public Relations for the State System of Higher Education. Dave, you talked about a changing marketplace, especially on this side of the state in western Pennsylvania. We're seeing declining enrollment. There's a few select school districts in Butler County that are seeing, you know, their numbers go up, but a good majority of them seeing the numbers go down. Is this part of the idea behind this legislation, is to be able to combat a potential decline in enrollment just because the population simply isn't there?
Well, we've been on this path prior to the pandemic, and the pandemic certainly made us feel it even more acutely than maybe we already did. And you're right, Pennsylvania, particularly in the western part of the state and the northern part of the state, have seen population shifts. We also know that high school graduating populations starting about 2026 are going to decline. And in a hyper-competitive market like Pennsylvania, where there are about 250 higher ed institutions, that's a lot. And it's a very competitive market. It's important for the state system as the public higher ed option, as the affordable higher ed option, to be nimble and adaptable. And we're very proud of the fact that we have 14 campuses, 14 unique brands and experiences. And we are still committed as much as we can to providing those educational experiences, accessibility across the entire state. One of the ways that this state is going to be able to lead its way out of its current economic condition is for higher education to be affordable. This legislation will allow us to persevere through this time, through the changing marketplace, and make some structural changes, possibly make some structural changes that can help us align costs with revenue, and then we can persevere through this. You know, we have institutions with more than a century's worth of history, and that is something we're proud of, and any institution that's been around that long has learned a thing or two about adapting to marketplaces and being able to persevere through challenging times. This is the latest chapter, and we have a chance to author a plan that can help us persevere.
We're talking with Dave Pidgeon. He's the Director of Public Relations for the State System of Higher Education. We talk about the students all the time. Obviously, that's the main goal of these higher education institutions. But especially here in Butler County, Slippery Rock University serves as a major employer. And we see that in regions such as Clarion and Cal. You talk about restructuring and adapting to the marketplaces. Obviously, these schools play a major role in their city's economy. Is there any fear that some of these moves could potentially result in job losses for a few of these institutions?
Well, right now, our institutions are undergoing a top-to-bottom review of their fiscal sustainability. And they are getting creative, looking at how maybe academic programming can be shared among multiple universities. And they're taking a look at a lot of different options. I can't engage in any speculation, and I'm sorry, but that's just not something that would probably be appropriate. But let me say this. Our chancellor has said before that a university closure would have profoundly negative consequences for any community and for the state as a whole. And we're working as hard as we can, all 14 universities, to develop sustainability plans that will keep these campuses not only as vibrant options for students, but also as economic drivers for their communities and their regions. We're in the middle of that right now and working as hard as we can to not only reopen in the fall safely, but also maintain sustainability for the next decade, two, three, four, five to come.
Finally, Dave, if you could recap for us essentially your pitch from the State System of Higher Education, why is this legislation that passed, again, still needs to be signed by the governor, but why is this legislation that passed better now for students, for faculty, for staff, and for members of communities for these 14 higher education institutions?
Yeah, this will allow the state system of higher education in Pennsylvania to be adaptable and nimble so that we can pivot to changing marketplaces. This is the most profound piece of legislation to affect how the state system operates in the last 37, 38 years, really since the state system was created. And so this can help us achieve the mission that we have. And our mission, as it is written down in law, is for all Pennsylvanians to provide not only a quality education, but an affordable one as well. And this legislation can help us achieve that for the next decade or decades to come.
Dave Pidgeon, Director of Public Relations for the State System of Higher Education. Dave, thank you so much for your time.
Yep, thank you.
And we'll be back with more right after this.